From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. U.S. Wheat Associates, the group representing the U.S. wheat industry, is eyeing an 80% chunk of Brazil's 750,000-ton tariff-free wheat import quota. According to Agriculture.com, the group's president, Vince Peterson, led a delegation of U.S. wheat producers and merchants in Brazil last week to gauge sale potential for coming months once a tariff-free quota is implemented. Brazil's president announced the tariff-free quota during a visit to Washington last month. Currently, U.S. wheat sales to Brazil are subject to a 10% import tariff. The Oregon Cattlemen's Association is urging its members to submit testimony in opposition to Oregon Senate Bill 978, an omnibus gun control package that would require firearms be kept unavailable for self-defense and expand gun-free zones. AgWeb.com reports the bill would also allow age discrimination, place liability on gun owners for stolen guns, require the use of storage containers, and increase the price of concealed handgun permits. OCA asks its members to write or call your senator opposing Senate Bill 978. The adoption of cover crops as a key soil health practice continues at a rapid rate throughout the country, according to new data from the 2017 Census of Agriculture. The census shows cover crops were planted on 15.4 million acres in 2017, up 50% over 5 years. According to agrimarketing.com, the remarkable expansion of cover crop acreage is the result of countless efforts by conservation advocates and others across the country. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.